With us is Mike Pistoli. He is the Fire Operations Supervisor in Fort Frances, Aviation, Forest Fire, and Emergency Services, and that's with the Ontario Ministry of Natural Resources, and they have fires in Ontario, and we're going to talk to Mike about that. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, Mike, first of all, let's talk about where the fires closest to us are. They are to our west, and tell me about what they are.
They are. We currently have two fires burning at the north end of Basswood Lake. So that's approximately 15 to 20 miles north of Ely and Quetico Park. They're about a mile apart from each other, and we're estimating they're probably 25 miles from the Gunflint Trail.
Okay, and what about the size? Are we talking large or small?
Well, the fires are currently very small. They're about 100 feet by 200 feet each, mm-hmm. and they're just smoldering on the edge of the lake at this time.
Well, we've seen over the years quite a number of fires in the Quetico and up further north. And as I checked the Ontario map this morning, a lot of fires, but they're pretty far north.
Yeah, our current active fires are in what we call our very far north. Mm-hmm. They've been burning for most of the summer, and we're just monitoring them at this time. But they haven't put on any appreciable growth in quite a while.
So with the small size of the ones that we have over here to our west, what action is being taken on those? Are those being treated or just monitored?
Right now, we're just monitoring the fires. So with fires in the park, we have three options for response. The first being a full response. That's where we would suppress the entire perimeter of the fire, and that's if we're anticipating any type of social disruption, uh-huh. either from the fire directly or by smoke. We also have a modified response and a monitored response, which is what we're doing with these fires. So generally every 3 days we'll go out and have a look at the fires in aircraft and reassess them and see if there's any impacts on things that we hadn't seen previously.
Is this a fairly heavily traveled area in the Quantico, or is this real wilderness?
I think this is a fairly heavily traveled area of the park, especially on Basswood Lake. From what I understand, there are a lot of visitors that do come up from the United States through Basswood into the park, and generally we do have lots of canoe trippers during the summer.
Yeah, Basswood's a big entry point out of Ely for the...
Exactly, yep.
Well, okay, so what are you projecting in the future? How does it look? I mean, how has it been so far in terms of fire conditions in your part of Ontario, and what does the future look like?
I think we've had similar weather the last couple of weeks. So here we've had really hot weather, not a lot of precipitation, but it's been very humid, so really uncomfortable. But that's brought our fire hazard into the high range. Today we're looking at showers in that fire area and possibility of thunderstorms, so those fires might see a little bit of rain today. But even without the rain, we don't expect those fires to grow to any appreciable size.
Okay. Now, remind us, because we do have a reciprocal agreement between the United States and Canada when it comes to firefighting. How does that work from your point of view?
Well, locally, we have a very good relationship with the state of Minnesota and staff with the U.S. Forest Service in Ely and Grand Marais. So what the border agreement allows us to do is to respond to fires within a common zone of 10 miles on either side of the border. So that allows us to quickly deploy firefighters or aircraft or whatever is needed without having to go through a lot of red tape.
Now, we, of course, have we are adequately staffed here, but a good many firefighters from Minnesota are out on the big fires out out west, Oregon, and California in particular. Do you have any hot spots similar to that throughout Canada?
Hot spots in terms of, typical high fire activity?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Generally, every year in Ontario, we do have quite an active fire season, and then the western provinces of BC and Alberta. Mm-hmm. But we also currently have firefighters helping out in Montana as well.
Oh, you do?
Absolutely, yep.
Great. Okay, yeah. So before I let you go, once again, the size of these two fires that we're looking at the top of Basswood?
We would call them spot size, so they're about 100 feet by 200 feet.
Okay. Yeah. All right, we've been speaking with Mike Pistoli. He is with a fire operations supervisor from Fort Frances, Ontario, and that he's attached with the Aviation, Forest Fire, and Emergency Services with the Ontario Ministry of Natural Resources. Thanks so much for keeping in touch with us, Mike, and we may be back to you if we see more fires pop up in your area.
Thanks for your time. Have a good day.
You too.